This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO says it's determined to make Russia pay for invading Ukraine. And Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is warning Moscow not to use chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Any use of chemical weapons would fundamentally change the nature of the conflict. It would be a blatant violation of international law, and it will have widespread and severe consequences.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also at the NATO summit. He says what Russia's done already is bad enough.
I think that the reality is that Vladimir Putin has already crossed the red line into barbarism.
And by one estimate, Russia's paid a high price for its war in Ukraine. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
A senior NATO official speaking on condition of anonymity estimates between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of fighting. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, it appeared Russian forces would swiftly topple Ukraine's government. But instead, Ukrainian troops have put up unexpected resistance. Now Russia is bogged down in a grinding military campaign with no end in sight.
This morning, Ukraine's President Zelensky is pleading with NATO to provide his embattled nation with military assistance. One final day of Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. Observers say it appears she will be confirmed as the first black woman on the high court. A federal judge in Florida scolded Basketball Hall of Famer Ray Allen yesterday for failing to show up at a trial after being chosen as a juror. The judge said Allen had disrespected the court. A 13-year-old Florida boy who fled a children's home with a teenage girl and fired on deputies during a shootout last year has pleaded no contest to attempted murder. This is AP News. Now to what that pandemic relief money is being used for. The AP's Jennifer King with this.
Local governments facing few limitations are spending millions in pandemic relief money on unrelated projects. An 800-room Ocean View Hotel in Broward County, Florida, golf course irrigation in Colorado Springs, and ski slopes in Iowa. A review by the Associated Press finds these are just some of the ways state and local governments are choosing to spend federal aid that was supposed to help battle the pandemic. When lawmakers passed the American Rescue Plan a year ago, they characterized it as emergency funding desperately needed to ramp up vaccinations, open schools, and keep frontline workers on the job. In a statement, the Treasury Department says the program is a success and that ultimately local governments are accountable to their communities on their decisions on how best to use their funds. In the meantime, White House officials say the administration won't be able to replenish depleted stockpiles of vaccines and therapeutics unless they can get more money from Congress. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.